This is Amy Poehler. My new movie, Disney and Pixar's Inside Out 2, is coming to theaters June 14th, and it's making me feel joy and sadness and anger, definitely some disgust,
Rose,
and I think a little fear.
Really?
But I'm also feeling these new emotions like anxiety, embarrassment, envy, and ennui.
It's what you call the boredom.
Okay, that one was weird. It's going to be the feel-everything movie of the summer. Disney and Pixar's Inside Out 2, only in theaters June 14th. Get tickets now.
Kempire is brought to you by
New York City. We are coming back for an all-new show for Pride Month. June 21st, we'll be back at the Green Room 42 for all hot topics, reality television, and so much more. Join us for the Kempire After Dark tour. And if you are in Boston, we'll be there on May 30th. On July 11th, we'll be in Nashville. July 12th, we'll be back in Atlanta. And then we'll be in Seattle on August 30th. For more information on the Kempire After Dark tour, be sure to check out the description of the episode. And I can't wait to meet each and every one of you. We have a lot of things to get into.
You're listening to Kempire on the Kempire Radio Network.
So the new season of The Real Housewives of New Jersey is already imploding on social media. Not only has Bravo released a sneak peek at this week's premiere episode for season 14 of the very popular reality series, they've also released the taglines, and apparently troll accounts on social media have released the details on how Jennifer Aiden and Teresa Giudice plot and planned this whole entire season. Maybe. Welcome back to the Kempire Channel, your number one source for pop culture news and music, entertainment, reality TV, and so much more. As always, be sure to like this video, subscribe to the channel, and hit that notification bell so you never miss out on breaking news when we go live or when we upload. So there's been a lot in regards to The Real Housewives in Jersey coming out this week, and I think it might be a little pre-produced. Hear me out. I know I might be a little desensitized, a little, you know, just oversaturated in the reality TV space, but it's interesting because you remember it was just a few weeks ago that Bravo released a trailer for The Real Housewives of New Jersey, and this is what we got. So it's not surprising to me that now everything seems to be revving on up in regards to the drama on and offline in regards to The Real Housewives of New Jersey. But before we get into the drama that's happening with fan accounts on social media, let's first talk about the taglines that came out, because some of you that may not follow me on short form content may have missed that I did talk about and rate and review the taglines that we got from the ladies. So let's go over that, and then we will get into the sneak peek of this week's episode of The Real Housewives of New Jersey. All right, so we'll start with Danielle. As you know, Danielle is a newbie to the franchise, but this is her second season. And if you've been following some of the drama online, it already seems as if Danielle's position as a friend or a loyalist to Teresa and Jennifer Aiden already was compromised from last year's reunion. Well, this is her tagline this year. She says, "I'm bougie, unbothered, and above the drama." It's safe. It's nothing special. It's not terrible either. We've heard some terrible taglines, okay? How would you guys rate it? I probably would give it a 6.5. And I think that's the same rating that I gave it when I first initially heard it. Okay? So that's Danielle's tagline. Speaking of Jennifer Aiden, "Friends are like handbags. The fake ones are all too easy to spot." Honestly, I like this one. I think this is a solid one. I'm probably going to give this between an 8 and 8.5. I usually do like, at least in the last couple of years, Jennifer Aiden's taglines. They've been decent. And I think this one is pretty good. "Friends are like handbags. The fake ones are all too easy to spot." Which, if you saw the little trailer that they put out for this week's premiere episode, it does seem as if Jennifer Aiden and Teresa's friendship has fallen apart. Are we surprised? I told you this was going to happen. So Rachel Fuda, first of all, sidebar, did you see that Rachel's husband, John Fuda, was on the Nats podcast? You know. You know what that podcast, I can't even think of the name, I don't even care at this point. And he basically said that he is Teresa's storyline. Well, it's important to note that, because that is part of what is exposed in this interview that we will get to in just a moment. So Rachel Fuda says this as her tagline, if you don't have my back, at least have a backbone. Again, another solid one, not terrible, not great either. I'm going to give it a 7. I'm going to give it a 7 because I still like it a little bit more than Danielle's, okay? Dolores. Oh, Dolores, girl, I'm sorry. Already, I'm bored. And please understand Dolores. I like Dolores. I think Dolores as a person is lovely. I just have to precursor this. But on the show, her relevance, her importance, and yes, I know you need someone that's going to be that person that adds the levity and the, you know, the neutrality. However, I feel like maybe not even that she's too neutral. I just don't believe any of her own personal story. And I really do like Dolores, but I don't know. This tagline even ruined it for me. She says, I'm a girl from Patterson playing Switzerland, dating an Irishman. Oh, God. No. Look, no. Not for me. If I had to rate that one, I'd give it a 5. And I think I'm being generous because I think yesterday I gave it a 4. Okay. All right, Melissa. So Melissa is back despite all the rumors that she might not be returning this season. She is back. She says it's hard not to burn bridges when you're on fire. Come on, I like that one. Melissa, that was a good one. It should be noted, guys, for those that think that the Housewives write these taglines themselves, for the most part, they don't. They get a bunch of different taglines that are written by production and producers. And then they end up, the producers end up choosing them. So, all right. But anyways, I thought this was a good one. I think Melissa, I'm going to give this a 9. I think this was good. It's hard not to burn bridges when you're on fire. I like it. It's clever. It's funny. It gives that, I like it. Margaret says, while you're taking cheap shots, I'm taking screenshots. So here's why I like Margaret's. Come on. Here's why I like Margaret's, because it's witty, but it also is almost self-deprecating because, you know, people like to accuse Margaret, and I'm not sure, and look, I'm not going to say that you're not far off, that she's not plotting and planning and puppeteering behind the scenes, okay? Which also leads to the story that we're going to be covering in just a second. I believe all of them are guilty of puppeteering and working with bloggers behind the scenes. So for me, this tagline is almost like she's telling on herself. While you're taking cheap shots, I'm taking screenshots. So for me, it's self-deprecating. It's taking ownership that, yeah, I'm a puppeteer behind the scenes. So that's how I took it. Some people might take it as something else, but no, that's how I'm taking it. So I like that one. I'm going to give that a 9.5. All right, I'm going to give that 9.5. Teresa Giudice, the self-proclaimed queen of New Jersey, says, you can try to tear me down, but this tree just keeps on growing. That's the lightning hitting the tree. I'm playing. Honestly, when I first read this, I was like, I like it. And do I think it's as witty and as fiery as like Melissa's? I know this is not a Melissa versus Teresa. This is not what we do over here on the channel. I like it because it shows growth, even though Teresa may have not grown, especially after we talk about this story. But she says, you can try to tear me down, but this tree, because, you know, people call her Tree, short for Teresa. But this tree just keeps on growing. I like it. I like it. It's fun. Is it the best? No. Of the all of them? No. But I would definitely probably give this an 8.5, 9. I thought it was good. I thought it was good. All right. Did I forget anyone? And if I did, oh, you were forgettable. But we do know that Jackie is coming back as a friend of. We do know that Jennifer Fessler is coming back as a friend of, even though I think Jennifer Fessler probably should have been full time. She offered so much last season. Apparently, if you saw the little sneak peek of this week's episode of Real Housewives of New Jersey, there are friendships falling apart. Teresa and Jennifer Aiden. But I knew that this was going to be coming because Jennifer Aiden has always been Teresa's soldier. And I said that would only last for so long because we've seen this before with Teresa and her, quote, soldiers. All right. So apparently there seems to be some sort of falling out. They had this sort of like big meeting where it turns ugly. I don't know about you. As soon as I saw this meeting, this confrontation, this I don't know what you would want to call it. I literally was reminded of old school when Daniel Staub and Caroline Manzo had that meeting. It was giving very old school New Jersey. It looks like that's what they were trying to get, except now we're having all the ladies meet. And I think, because based off the rumors, a lot of the season was very separated, meaning because Teresa did not want to film with Melissa Gorga. She said that. Andy Cohen recently said that, yeah, that it worked this season, but he doesn't see that working for the longevity of the Real Housewives of New Jersey. That means somebody's going to have to go. And based off of what's coming out now that these housewives are talking to bloggers, even though they've been doing this, they've been using bloggers to do their dirty work on social media, they just have never been caught. That's why I said it. I didn't think it was such a big deal when Monica made it to the Real Housewives of Salt Lake City. I was like, that's only because you caught someone that was a blogger talking to housewives and doing this. They do it all the time. Doesn't make it right. All right. I believe they're accusing Jennifer Aiden of releasing screeners and things like that. That's a big no-no. And that's probably part of the reason why, shout out to all the other bloggers that normally respect what NBC Universal says when they receive the screeners from NBC Universal and not from a housewife. Thank you to those of you that respect and do what you're supposed to do. I don't know about you, and if you guys try to get, I wanted to see the premiere episode of New Jersey, because sometimes that helps. And it's not to see, for me, it's not necessarily to see it before anyone else. Oh, no. Sometimes if you're busy, seeing it before anyone else, doing a recap, getting your information helps, so that you, first of all, can see it more than once before you recap it or talk about it or report on it. But apparently, I think this whole situation has ruined it. I don't know about anyone else. If you are a content creator, you can slide in my DMs and confirm. But I know that's been an issue this week for me. Oh, I'm dropping tea. I couldn't get screeners, not just for Real Housewives of New Jersey, but Summer House Martha's Vineyard. Dropping tea. Dropping tea. I was like, oh, I can't get this week's up. Oh, okay, fine. Maybe we just won't talk about it. Or maybe that's what you want for this black show. I just be spilling my old tea. Anyways, guys, I'm not done. So normally I don't talk about content creators or what they're doing. And really, I'm not going to even get into the back and forth that I see on social media in regards to the content creators that are, like, there's infighting right now. Oh, because literally, I just posted on Twitter and I said, what in the Monica, Reality, Von Teese, Garcia, Delgado, Darnell, Jussie Smollett, Judice is going on? Because there's a lot of infighting. If you've been following the toxicity of New Jersey, then you've seen some of these, quote, troll accounts, including Melissa's old nose, who was all over social media last season in regards to some of the stories around these housewives. And it got really ugly. It got really toxic on social media, to the point where I said, I'm not getting involved. I really don't want to talk about the side stories outside of the Real Housewives of New Jersey. I really was really on the fence of even recapping it last season. But a lot of you still wanted to talk about the episodes. You wanted us to have the conversation. So that's what we're going to do. I'm not going to really report on the continuation of the drama that's happening. But because it's sort of like intertwined in what was going on today in regards to the release of this preview for this week's episode, me not getting the screener, I was like, all right, let's talk about it. Because y'all might be the reason why we can't get the screener, along with the housewives that are involved or allegedly involved. All right, shout out to our friends over at Bravo Snark Side, because, you know, we always cite our sources over here, and they are so great about collecting some of this information. So some of this information I have collected from our friends over at Bravo Snark Side. If you're not following them on Instagram and on Twitter, you should. All right, they've been nothing but supportive of what we do here. And of course, we are supportive of them. All right. So first off, let me just start with this particular how this first broke out. So Bravo Snark Side highlights this as Jennifer Aiden accused of leaking screener videos as well as coordinating fan pages against her co-stars. So Bravo Snark Side captions this and says, this is wild, and I'm not sure that I even comprehend all that's being said here by Melissa's old nose on X. But it seems as if she's alleging that she was a part of a large network of fan pages that were coordinated by Jennifer Aiden and Teresa Giudice, allegedly, to put out a pro-Teresa and Jen narrative and attack their co-stars on the show. Oh my gosh, shocking.
Lies.
Shocking.
Lies.
No, that did not happen. That did not happen. All right. So they said, including leaking to said pages, Real Housewives of New Jersey screener videos, which is a huge no-no. You can get fired for doing that. Sorry, because for those that have received screeners from networks and things like that, there's so much things that you have to agree to in order to have access to this. So I'm not completely surprised that when we are asking for screeners this week, they're like, no, I think there may have been a memo. I don't know for a fact, but I'm assuming a memo was sent out. No screeners are being sent out to blogs. They're probably only sending it out to the media outlets like People Magazine that are paid and bought and paid by the network, probably. Anyways, So they apologize for the because they have the receipts in regards to everything that's being written here in regards to it. So let me just tell you what was said in a tweet. So Gabriella, which is Melissa's old nose real name, says this: I've been quiet for a reason. A lot has been revealed. I've learned that everything we've been led to believe was an absolute lie. From season 13 to now, I'm truly disgusted by Jennifer Aiden and her camp's actions. I owe a lot of apologies. Things were not what they were made out to be. Yes, I received the Real Housewives of New Jersey screener episodes prior to them airing. Others did as well. So their narrative was on the ready to be pushed at a moment's notice. Things aren't what they seem. So they also include this email from allegedly Jennifer Aiden, where it says, here's a below link for episodes, season 13, episode 2, which airs Tuesday, February 14th. The link will expire on February 16th. Please let me know if you have any trouble viewing. So this is coming from ITV America, another place that, distributes this content. Okay. This is what they're alleging. Gabriella then says, when they said that we were bot programmed by Teresa and Jennifer Aiden, they were right. We were directed like puppets and the dream team were our masters. We were told what to say, how to say it, and that we were doing it for the right reasons. Well, guess who's cutting the strings? Do your own damn dirty work. So she ends up revealing all these text messages and exchange and combos and things like that. I'm not going to bore you with any of that. You can find all of this on other pages, other content creators, fine. I don't feel it's necessary because at the end of the day, I feel like no one here is necessarily credible on either side because all of you participated in all of this. So then they also post a DM from Jennifer Aiden. So Jennifer Aiden says, hey, what's going on? Who's my camp? Your number is not in service. I'd like to talk. Please, I got to know what's going on. Alleges, I guess this is after everything blew up. And she says, hey, really, after everything, at least take my number down. I got you that stroller for your beautiful special needs child. Shaking my head. Not your beautiful special needs child. Why you had to put that part in, Jennifer? Allegedly. She said, how could you? What happened? You were one of the special ones. Not the special ones. Are we running a cult? I'm trying to get your attention. Can we talk? She's probably very concerned because this is such a big no-no. If you don't see Jennifer Aiden return next season, this is why. This is a major no-no in not just Housewives, but just in network protocol. All right. And then there's another exchange here. I can't really make out. I'm guessing this is Jennifer Aiden. And this is a message where she says, I don't need to send anyone after you. You do that all on your own. I'm not afraid of anyone, especially you. I effing loved you. You burned such a bridge. Just you wait, you effing pig. I spit on you. Sounds like Jennifer. She says, can I just ask what triggered you? I bought you your stroller for Rosalie. I wasn't allowed to speak to you, even though I did. You used me and manipulated me into sending you those episodes. She used you and manipulated you to send you the episodes. Look, I don't know about the other side of things, but come on, Jennifer. It's okay if you don't. Don't you think I knew what you were trying to do, but I didn't want you to turn savage on me the way that you were with everybody, that you were with everybody else. I see that now. That would have been inevitable. You should have known. The minute you get angry, F, you're not even angry now. You're just driven by Melissa P. Melissa P? Okay. I thought I made you so happy. I helped you with your child. I felt for you. What happened that made you turn on me? Please don't tell me that you did this all for a podcast. You're going to lose so many of your fans. You and Melissa both are going to wither away into nothing. And by this time next year, no one's even going to know you guys. What a shame. But you've taught me so much. You taught me such a lesson. And you think you're going to get me fired? That's your obvious goal. Don't you think that they're going to see that? I stand in my truth. I was nothing but a good person, and I have nothing to be embarrassed about. So bring it on, Satan. Jesus will always win. This sounds like someone very desperate. I will just say that. It does sound like someone very desperate in this message. Okay? But it does make me wonder what exactly made Melissa's old nose turn on Teresa and Jennifer Aiden. Well, she did an interview and she spoke about this on a podcast. Take a listen.
They're already planning ahead. So again, at the end of season 13, when Reunion was filmed, they were already conjuring up what season 14 was going to look like for Teresa because they needed a storyline.
Right.
And since she was just done with Melissa and Joe, since they didn't go to the wedding or whatever else, and she had told them goodbye on April 20th at the reunion, she was determined not to film with them for season 14. So she needed a storyline. So boom, on April 5th, the Sun drops Britney's article. On April 20th, they film the reunion. So fast forward to the middle of June, I start DMing with Britney. Why did I start DMing with Britney? I had a conversation with Jim Leonard and Teresa Giudice. What did we discuss? Britney, Gabriella, if you look at the Sun articles, you're going to see there that these pictures came from an Instagram. You can reach out. What did I do? I hopped on Instagram. I found her. I hit a friend request. She accepted. I slipped into her DMs and we started the conversation. It was also not, there was reasons why this specific journalist or woman in the press was constantly sticking Britney out there because we needed to keep Britney relevant. Why? Because Teresa was going to utilize John Buddha's ex as her storyline for season 14. So now we're on to July 6th. I had a call. I remember Teresa called me and she was like, let me get Jim on. And we were discussing how Britney's DMs were going to be put out there because Teresa was going to bring him up on camera. And I remember she was just like, I don't want to talk to my brother. I'm not going to talk to Melissa. Like, this is going to be the storyline. July 6th, we had a conversation about Britney and posting the DMs so Teresa can talk about them on camera. July 6th was also the day that Roxanne on All About the TRH drops an exclusive on her website and her Instagram saying the entire cast of Jersey is returning for season 14. Do you think it's a coincidence? Does anyone think it's a coincidence that I was on the phone with Jim Leonard and Teresa Giudice to decide also to show people how Teresa's camp and Jennifer Aiden's camp, including Teresa's lawyer, Jim Leonard, have manipulated social media and weaponized it to use against the Jersey cast in their benefit.
Right.
In the most
importantly,
and the most disgusting of ways. You know, a lot of people always say, Teresa has a life. She don't have time for social media. You guys will see with my receipt, she might as well be living on social media. And in regard to Jennifer Aiden, she knew exactly what she was doing when she came to me on Twitter. She saw my platform. She knew that was a weapon waiting to be utilized. And boy, did they. And again, I am here to say I take accountability for my part in this. If I didn't, I wouldn't be out here. You know, I mean, we're 1 week in. I have yet to tap into like 90% of the receipts. I've already been doxxed. I've already been threatened. I was told there was a hit on my life and my daughter. There's like a bazillion little like...
Mm-mm. First off, I will say this. I'm not surprised that this toxicity that has existed within the Real Housewives of New Jersey fandom, I don't even want to call it fandom. I'm not surprised that it's imploding on itself. And to be honest with you, it exists on both sides, the Team Teresa fans and the Team Melissa fans. Okay. I did see that Frank Jr. apparently, not Frank Jr., Frank Sr. Sorry, Frank Jr. Frank Sr. talked about right before the reunion, it seemed as if Melissa, Rachel, and all them wanted to meet up and have a plot and plan for this reunion against Teresa. And everybody was like, oh, there you go. None of that surprises me. None of that surprises me. And it doesn't surprise me that the level of toxicity that these troll accounts were putting out against other housewives and other fans is now imploding upon them. Okay. Again, it's like Monica, Reality, Von Teese, Garcia, Delgado, Darnell, Jussie Smollett all over again. It really is. And on some level, and I don't know what Bravo or NBC Universal can do in regards to this. However, what they are going to have to do is make an example. Because I am not convinced, Jennifer Aiden, that somehow this woman was able to bamboozle you to send her a screener when you know the rules and the level of responsibility you have with those said screeners. Do I believe blogs and people have been sent screeners before by housewives or reality TV stars? Of course. However, this time, Jennifer, you've been caught doing so. Allegedly. Allegedly. What is sad to me at the top of this new season of The Real Housewives of New Jersey, and I've said it before, I think, and this is how you get rid of the toxicity, is a cast shakeup for next season. But is NBC Universal or Bravo willing to make that change with the risk of ruining The Real Housewives of New Jersey? But some might say the show is already ruined. And we're not surprised because this level of toxicity has been bubbling over for at least 3 or 4 seasons, and it's not going to end unless you have a different cast. So, as I mentioned to you guys before, a preview of this week's season premiere, season 14 premiere of The Real Housewives of New Jersey was revealed. Does show a major, major meetup that happens with the cast that ends up in food and drinks everywhere. And poor only Dolores is left there still being the peacemaker. Guys, I want to know your reaction to all of this tea, the taglines, and the new season of The Real Housewives of New Jersey coming out. I want to know, are you looking forward to it or are you just looking forward to our reviews? Let us know in the comment section.
Thanks for tuning in to Kempire here on the Kempire Radio Podcast. As always, don't forget to give us a 5-star rating on Apple Podcasts and on Spotify. And for everything Kempire Radio, head on over to KempireRadio.com.